Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning we have with us Kim Holm, who's president at Mannington in the residential business. Kim, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Kemp.
I think it was about 2 weeks ago today that we were doing another interview, and we were standing in Las Vegas at Surfaces. And since that time, I believe you've been to China, haven't you?
Yes, I have. It seems like a month ago. But
Well, you, and I think you've come back with some big news, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you today.
Yeah, well, thanks. Yeah, we do have a big announcement.
All right, so tell us a little about it. You're actually going to start selling Mannington-branded products in the residential market of China?
Yes, we kicked it off last week at a convention with our partner over there, Elegant Living. Elegant Living is a manufacturer of hardwood floors, amongst other things, and we've been doing business with them since 2004. But at the same time we started doing business with them, they began to create their own retail network in China. And they now have in excess of 500 franchisees and plus some additional stores that they own outright that distribute and sell hardwood floors in China. So we started talking about 18 months ago about the potential of selling Mannington-branded products in China. There is a great desire in China to sell American-made or American-named brands. As you can imagine, Mannington is not a well-known name in China, but the fact that it's an American brand is important to them. And so we just signed the agreement last week and at the middle of their convention with in excess of 500 retailers in attendance, announcing that Mannington-branded products will now be sold and distributed in the country of China.
And the way I understand this, I mean, this is primarily that company, which has, I think, three factories in China, making products and selling it domestically with your name on it. But you're also going to be manufacturing some products here in the U.S. and sell them over there, right?
Yes, absolutely. They've gone through our product line and hand-selected certain products that they think are suitable for their market. So it'll be a combination of products that we make here in America and ship over there, as well as products that they're making for us now that we're importing. So it'll be a combination of both.
Well, that's a little bit of an about-face from what we've seen in the last several decades. I mean, us making products here that are competitively priced in that country. Can you comment on that? How is it we can make products in this country?
Isn't that an interesting turn?
It is.
You know, quite frankly, the products that we produce and what they sell at retail over there are priced comparably to what products are sold for over here. I think the margin structure is a little better for them, obviously, over in China.
Yeah.
But at least in the upper end, and there is some wealth. Certainly in the last few years in China, there's been some folks that have been amassing some wealth. And for the upper end, I think, like our country, they can afford nice products like some of the products that we make here in the U.S.
And also, I guess they have a more streamlined channel. I mean, they make the product and they also sell it at retail. So there's, I guess, fewer channels in the middle, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've tried that in our country, too, a few years ago, and unfortunately it failed. But in their country, that's very common, that the manufacturer owns or franchises their retailers. And so it's a much more efficient route to the consumer.
Okay. And so this is going to be primarily, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's going to be on engineered wood, which they call, I think, over in China, multi-layered flooring.
And well, they call it multi-layered or laminate flooring as well. But, yeah, engineered wood, which is what we produce and which also what we buy from them.
Right.
But they're also going to expose, and this is a bit of a twist for them, they're going to expose their retailers and the consumers to some Mannington, selected Mannington laminate products and selected Mannington vinyl products as well.
Okay. So it'll be several of the different product categories.
Yes. Yeah. So it's a unique opportunity for us. Our expectations are reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Their expectations are much more aggressive than ours, but and we certainly hope that they're right, but at least on the wood side, because these retail stores, generally flooring stores in China are category stores. They don't expose the consumer to multiple categories like we do over here. So generally their stores are exclusively wood products, so we expect we'll do well with our wood products, but we're going to give a shot at vinyl and laminate as well and see if we can generate some business there as well.
Well, let's talk about the Chinese market. I mean, just from a population standpoint, they're almost three, maybe four times bigger than we are in the U.S. So do you have any feel for what the potential would be over there?
Yeah, the population, I believe, is somewhere $1 billion, $1.2 billion compared to our roughly 330 or something, somewhere in that neighborhood. So I think
right.
Your numbers are very close.
Yeah.
And the Chinese have grown in wealth dramatically over the last half a dozen years. The growth rate over in China has been double digit, and it should continue on for many years. I've been over there twice now. The amount of high-rise buildings that are being put up in that country is amazing. And all those high-rises, of course, need lots of floors. And the Chinese don't, they never build one of anything. When they decide to build something, it's generally multiple, as many as, I've seen as many as 30 identical high-rises side by side. So there's going to be a tremendous amount of demand in China over the coming years. Demand that hopefully we can supply some product for, and certainly will gobble up a lot of the capacity that's currently in China.
All right. So, and it also builds, the Mannington name. So, you know, you're getting help over there building that name. That's a name that I'm sure that's an intellectual property that your company, which is a privately owned company, will own forever, right?
Yes, and our agreement is very specific around that, what they can or cannot do with our trademarks and our names. But as you're very familiar with being around the flooring business, we've become a very global economy, and the flooring business has become very global. So, yes, exposing our brand name in China could pay us dividends over time.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, Mannington, every year we do the annual report. Last year we had you when we were doing 2007 sales. I know you're a private company, so we have to guess at this. But, I mean, we had you at number 5 in the U.S. market at over $700 million in sales. If you're a marketing guru expert, you know what the Ansoff model says. If you want to grow, you either got to introduce new products to existing markets or you got to take existing products to new markets. And it sounds like you're doing the latter and have a new agreement to do that.
Yeah, we've done both sides of that. We've added a lot of categories to the Mannington assortment of brands over the last 10 years.
You just added rubber last year, didn't you?
Yeah. So we do continue to drive growth and try to expand. And this is certainly a new market for us and a new opportunity for growth that wouldn't have even been on our radar 5 years ago.
Yeah. Well, congratulations with this news. I definitely want to talk to you because I think, as we said a minute ago, this is a little bit of an about-face with, you know, the U.S. consumer being a big consumer of Chinese-made products, and now we're seeing exactly the opposite starting to happen.
So. Yeah, let's hope it's successful, and I'm confident it will be. The Elegant Living people are great people and great partners, and they have a lot of confidence, and I have a lot of confidence in them.
All right. Well, we've been talking to Kim Holm, who's president of Mannington's residential division, and we've been talking about a new agreement with Mannington Mills and Elegant Living in mainland China. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.